Illinois Department of Corrections did not fare well in a recent state audit. Among the findings was that the agency could not account for 3,568 pieces of equipment. I'm Brian Mackey. When I started looking into it for this week's Illinois Issues report, I ended up finding a bigger story about the challenges of pursuing efficiency in state government. When you look at the Department of Corrections property database, items that can't be found are not declared missing. Rather, they're unlocated. Among the unlocated items at the end of the last budget year are a Coronado four-station exercise machine, two four-slice toasters, and a Heritage salad bar with sneeze guard. Some of the stuff seems clearly outdated and not likely to be of much use. Who wants a compact computer from 1999, let alone an IBM Wheelwriter 6 typewriter, which first entered state service in 1986? But there are also projectors, dozens of radios, and scores of newer computers that might be useful, or at least should be accounted for.
Property control is important, and your vigilance at that is very telling about your own accountability.
This is Frank Martino, Illinois' Auditor General. He says this problem is not unique to the Department of Corrections, that unlocated property is pretty common across state government.
You find that with a lot of the bigger agencies. Human Services, you'll find a lot of the same, where you have property that may move between buildings.
Martino also says it's worth noting that just because property can't be located during an audit, that doesn't necessarily mean it's been lost or stolen.
Now, some of those might be that they took this chair and they put it in the other room and nobody changed it over. So it's not that they're in all cases missing. Theft is a small part of it, but very rarely, more times than not, it's they need better training, more people doing inventory and tracking.
Ultimately, better control of state equipment is about making government more efficient, which is an idea both Democrats and Republicans like to talk about.
The people that I've hired in my cabinet are looking within those agencies to find places in which we can bring some cost savings and efficiencies.
We need to see our expenses reduced before we can go to the taxpayers and ask for any more money.
We are very poor at delivering government services.
That was Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, talking last month to the WTTW show Chicago Tonight, and Republican State Representatives Grant Worley and Mark Batnick. Getting back to the Department of Corrections audit, here we have a state agency that lost, or at least can't account for, more than 3,500 pieces of equipment worth nearly $3.4 million. That sounds pretty bad, but I think it's worth taking a step back to consider the broader context. That 3,500 pieces of missing equipment is out of a total inventory of 180,000 items. It represents about 2%. Looking at the department's current year budget, it's worth just 0.25%, 25 cents out of every $100, which is not to say it's unimportant.
We should have a system that holds people accountable and also allows them to do their job correctly.
This is John Baldwin. He's been director of corrections for nearly 4 years. I caught up with him near the Capitol Rotunda. It's a little noisy from a rally happening nearby. When Baldwin talks about what it'll take to fix the problem with inventory management, it doesn't sound cheap.
All the stuff we're trying to do is paper and pencil based. We do have supposedly an inventory system that you can put stuff in, but you have to have somebody that has a computer to put the things in.
Baldwin says in corrections, people with a computer are in short supply.
Out of our 13,000 employees, there's 3,500 who have access to a computer. I find that amazing in a negative sense.
Amazing, perhaps, but potentially expensive to rectify. And remember, unlocated property may not be a true cost if the equipment is obsolete and the real issue is paperwork rather than loss or theft. But even if we could eliminate that cost, in terms of solving Illinois' fiscal problems, it would be a teaspoon in a swimming pool. I'm Brian Mackey.